Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar!
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World. O people of Egypt, Al-Kinana. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our dear brothers and young men of Egypt who were executed last month for the assassination of the public prosecutor, advisor Hisham Barakat. A video was released where one of the young men, named Mahmoud Ahmadi, in which he told the judge, literally, "I am your adversary before Allah on the Day of Judgment. Me and those with me are aggrieved, and you know that very well." The judge replied, "But you, Mahmoud, have confessed." Mahmoud replied, "Give me an electrocution tool and I'll make you admit you killed Sadat. We have been electrocuted so much, we could power Egypt for 20 years. These young men were forcibly abducted, after which they disappeared and were later tortured into confessing to this crime. Another item added to the unlimited list of crimes and oppression committed by Egypt's Firaun, Sisi, and his regime. Anyone who dares stand against the open oppression against the Ummah today is a criminal in the eyes of the regime and its head. If he dares to object to the ridiculous amendment to this constitution which allows Firaun, Sisi, to continue his open corruption, is a criminal. If he believes that the relationship between our rulers and the West is wrong and needs to be abandoned, he is a criminal. If he believes it is the system which is ultimately flawed and needs to be overturned, he is a criminal. It is such low levels which are defining pious, righteous, and innocent people as criminals, purely because they believe Allah's way is the only way forward for the people of Egypt and the rest of the world. So the regime and its head turn to cheap tactics of blackmailing and torture to silence the Muslims and instill fear in the hearts to eventually give it up. How is it possible to sit and watch when such atrocities take place, where the open hatred of Islam is so rife and the innocent are being mercilessly killed for believing in the Haqq? Therefore, Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt, sent out an important letter to the Ummah of Egypt, Al-Kinana, the people, the officers, and the judges, to address and remind them of their duties and what they should be standing for when they have key responsibilities and roles. The Hizb warned the people that these abductions, torture and killing are nothing more than an intimidation tactic to fill the hearts with fear. It is a way used to keep the people under control and assured that no one will stand against them. Therefore, the Ummah cannot allow them to fulfill this desire. And we must stand for the Haqq and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of them. The judges were accounted for being the ones who give justice, who give the people their rights. This is a weighty responsibility which has the burden of knowledge that you will stand in front of Allah, having to explain the unjust decisions that were made. There will be no one to help you. No Sisi, no officials, nothing. So who do you do all this for? Is it worth risking your akhirah for such people? As for the army, they are meant to be the preservers, the protectors, the ones who would never allow anyone to lay a finger on their own people unjustly. Yet today, it can be confidently said that they are partners with Sisi in slaughtering blood by assisting the regime in its injustice, assault and tyranny. They remain silent to the crimes that they are fully aware of and sit to watch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Wa'alamu anna Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharoon.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. How much clearer do we need to see things to know that now is the time, more than ever, to work earnestly to stop the oppression, harm and humiliation our Ummah faces at the hands of our Muslim rulers and their masters in the West. Now is the time, more than ever, to bring back the Khilafah system, which will restore the honour, justice and dignity that Islam provides for every human being under its care. We as the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam have full trust in the promise of the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, let it be clear to the Egyptian regime and every other regime that the blood of every innocent believer killed at their hands only fuels the Ummah's desire to rid itself completely of the oppression it is under. The Khilafah will avenge those wronged and oppressed, inshallah. Take heed before it is too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the honour of working for and witnessing the return of the Islamic Khilafah system. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.